We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon. Welcome. It is Joe Beamer in for Tom Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Happy Monday. Bills Monday, as David called it. You know, I'm going to look at it the way David looks at it. There are 17 games this year, not 16. So we lost the extra game. And the 16-game season starts next week in Miami. Now, if the Bills lose to Miami, a divisional opponent, who are 1-0, then you know what? Maybe on Monday you'll hear a little more anger out of me. I didn't like what I saw on that game yesterday, especially when I had to watch it in the middle of Steeler country and Altoona, Pennsylvania. But, you know, it's one game. They'll be fine. I'm not too concerned. They lose next week. I'll give you a different rundown. I'll have more to say, especially if next week Virginia Tech loses to West Virginia and the Bills lose to Miami. I'll have a lot to say on Monday. But today, all right, it's one loss. As a 33-year-old Bills fan, I'm used to the Bills losing. I'll take that loss. We'll go for next week. Divisional opponent. And then they lose that, we'll complain. Hope everyone had a great weekend. I was out of town. I know that's surprising. And it's good to be traveling regularly again. You know, I miss traveling regularly every weekend. So 2 weeks ago, I was at the Virginia Tech North Carolina game. This last weekend, I was in Charlottesville, Virginia for a wedding. And it was nice to have a normal event, right? No masks, no check this, no get tested before you walk in. Just an event. You walk in. You see people, you see members of your family you haven't seen in forever, and had a really good time. And, you know, it was the last wedding that I will be going to before my own, which is less than 2 weeks away. So excited about that, but it was really nice traveling. You know, you get out of New York State, that's really nice when you get out of New York State. And just being able to go place to place, being able to, okay, let's stop here. Friday, we left late, you know, so like around 10 o'clock, wanted something to eat. Didn't have to worry about any kind of protocols. It was life back to normal, and that was really nice, and I love to travel. And the funny thing is we fill an app out here when we come to work, the COVID-19 app, because, you know, everyone's going to be honest on it. We fill out the COVID-19 app, and one of the questions are, have you been out of the state in the last 14 days? And I will be answering yes to that question until after Christmas. So I will have to answer yes to being out of the state in the last 14 days until after Christmas. I'm not complaining about that. I love that. But that is the one question on the app that I will have to answer yes to. And that is part of the precautions here at Odyssey is filling out the COVID-19 app. We've been doing that since April of 2020. So you kind of get into the groove of just saying no, 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 no. And, you know, I'm paranoid that they're going to switch one of the questions. And it's a question you're going to have to answer yes to. If you answer no, that'll give you the red flag. And then, you know, 4:30 in the morning, I can't get in because I answered a question incorrectly on the app and they think I'm sick now. So that's my main concern when it comes to the COVID-19 app. But great to be here. Great to be in for Tom Bowerly. He is off today and tomorrow, so you are stuck with me today and tomorrow. Tom will be back on Wednesday, and tomorrow a nice little treat here on WBEN. You'll get the show BMAZ and Beamer, but you'll get it over 8 hours. You'll have BMAZ on 10 to 2 and Beamer on 2 to 6. So it's a day of BMAZ and Beamer spread throughout 8 hours. So that should be fun. Looking forward to that. Let's get right into it, because you guys know last Wednesday I started talking about this, and then we went in a different direction because of the Starbucks union. I decided last week that when I was in, that was more of a pressing issue. But since we did have a packed stadium in Orchard Park, Highmark Stadium, and no, we will not talk about the game to the texter that said, here we go, 4 hour Bills review. But it was nice to have a packed Highmark Stadium. And you're looking at that and you think, how can they ever replace this? How can they ever replace this stadium? All the memories. And that's just, it's so Buffalo. But we saw a packed stadium, people enjoying their lives, people having fun again. And we didn't only see it in Buffalo. We saw it throughout the NFL. We have now seen it for 3 weekends throughout college football. Because in college football, you have a week zero, and there were games then, week one and week two. For 3 weeks, we have had packed college stadiums. And for this weekend, we had packed NFL stadiums. And what is the thing on Monday? What's everyone talking about? No, they're not just the game. Oh my gosh, did you see those packed stadiums? CNN was having a complete freak out last Monday after a weekend of packed college football stadiums. I mean, a complete freak out. And then, as you know, yesterday, after the Bills game, which was disappointing, you had people on social media, because everyone feels like they have to be the mask police. So they're on social media. I saw someone not wearing a mask. Now, whoever took the picture of State Senator Sean Ryan not wearing his mask, I mean, like David said, if you're going to be the mask police, if you're going to tell everyone they have to wear a mask, well, guess what? You will be the one that if you're not wearing a mask, your picture is going to get out. You've got 70,000 people in that stadium, and you're walking around without a mask after making a big deal about how everyone needs to wear a mask, everyone needs to get vaccinated, and there you are without a mask. But you had the county executive on Twitter who was at the game. He was in a game. He got to sit in a suite. So congratulations. The county executive got to sit in a suite, you know, because why would he want to be amongst the people? Right, he's got to be in his own suite, and he was talking about how disappointed he was with the reports of people not wearing a mask and not going not wearing a mask when you go to the bathroom and when you go to the concession stands, and of course just the same old back and forth, blah blah. Right, you've got that, and then you've got people at the games. Now these are people who are sitting at the game. They're sitting in seats with people right on top of them. You've got people breathing down your neck, okay? We've all been to Highmark Stadium. You know how close you're sitting next to each other. Now, you made a decision to go to that game. You're outside, no mask. You go to the concourse, you go to the bathroom, you put a mask on, and not only that, you've got the individuals who feel they have to tell you, hey, where's your mask? Why aren't you wearing a mask? We see this, right? You see these videos on Instagram, on Snapchat, people going, I don't use this word loosely, but I mean, getting erratic because someone doesn't have their mask on. And this was a point I made last Wednesday. If your concern is that someone went to the bathroom in the third quarter and didn't have their mask on, then you shouldn't be at the game. If that's where you are in your fears of COVID-19, and I'm not going to say they're irrational. I don't know you. But if that's where you are in your fears of COVID-19, that you can't go get a hot dog, you can't go to the bathroom without noticing that person without a mask, and that makes you feel unsafe, then you shouldn't be at the game. Because for 4 hours, you were sitting side by side with a stranger, or there was a stranger somewhere near you for 4 hours in a packed stadium. But your concern is that the person in the stall next to you might not have their mask on. I'm sorry. If that is your fear, don't go to the game. Don't go to the game. Sell your ticket. Enjoy it at home by yourself in your bubble. Maybe everyone at your house will wear a mask while they're watching the game. But if you are ready, if you want to go back to normal, if that's what you want to do at the stadium, then just realize no one's wearing a mask, okay? People are there to have fun. People have put the last year behind them. Most people, over 70% of Erie County, have gotten their vaccine. And you know what? They did what I did when they got their vaccine. They said, I'm over this. I've gotten the vaccine. I'm done. I'm not wearing a mask to go to the bathroom. I'm not wearing a mask out at a UB game for 4 hours. I just won't go to the game. But I don't want to sit here and criticize you for 4 hours. So if that is you, if you feel that it's not safe yet for you to go to a Bills game, then don't go to the Bills game. Do not tell others how to live their life. Do not try to be the mask police. Do not get in a verbal altercation or worse over a mask. That is absolutely ridiculous. And if you thought you were going to go to a Bills game, and that when you walked into the bathroom, when you walked through the concourse, everyone was going to be wearing a mask, then it must have been your first Bills game. I mean, seriously, if you really thought that the fans in attendance of a Bills game, and believe me, I'm normally one of them, and you think that deep in the game they're following the mask mandates, the mask requirements in the concourse, then it must be your first Bills game. And let me just throw it out like this. You went to Highmark Stadium and you didn't think people weren't going to wear a mask. That's not what I believe. I believe you got your phone out. You wanted to look at me. I care. I'm a good person. And you wanted the comments. Oh, good for you. Setting people right. Good job. You know, with all the heart emojis. That's what you wanted. You wanted a reaction. That's why you filmed it. That's why you went to the game with 18 masks on your face, because you wanted people to look at you and go, that's a good person. They care, because they care about that other person having a cloth over their face that probably won't do anything. But then you went back to your seat with your beer, with your hot dog, and you took your mask off. And that was completely fine, because you said it was okay. It's so much, and we, like I said, I talked about this last Wednesday, just how irrational people get. And it's not just politicians. I mean, I think it's sparked by politicians, but how irrational people have gotten. All right, I want to go back, way back to 9 months ago. Can you remember 9 months ago? Actually, it was more like 8 months ago, but who's counting? And there was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers playing the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Do you remember this? And, you know, they were panning the crowd and they had cardboard cutouts where people weren't, so it looked like a full stadium. You know, because people want to turn on the TV. They don't want to be reminded about COVID-19. People turn on the TV, they want an escape. And what was the number one thing? It depending on who you follow. Not people I follow, but, you know, you get enough retweets. People were concerned that everyone was on top of each other at the Super Bowl. And they were complaining on Twitter, where are their masks? What's going on? These irrational just freakouts that have been happening, I would say over the last 2 years, but especially over the last few months, where you go somewhere and someone is yelling at you to have your mask on, especially in a setup like the stadium. Or you go onto social media and you see a elected official threatening, oh, we're going to have mandates. We're looking at all options on the table. We need to stop the spread. All the threatening. Just these irrational reactions. When we were told in November that the vaccine was the way out of this. And originally we heard numbers like 65, 70%. But now we're being told it's the unvaccinated that are a danger to the vaccinated. And so you have people that, you know, they took the picture with their vaccine card. I'm sure if you go to their Facebook right now, they've got the border around their picture that says I'm vaccinated, because everyone needs to know, right? Everyone needs to know that person's vaccinated. They couldn't keep it to themselves. And now they have a video. They went to a tailgate. They wore a mask through the entire tailgate, except when they wanted to drink. And then they got on, they got their camera going, they got on Snapchat, and they told people, hey, you better have your mask on. There was one video I saw, and I'm not sure you saw this. And if I can find it again, I'll put it on my Twitter page, at the Joe Beamer. There was a video of someone filming the gates, the entrance to the gates, and saying, where's your mask, where, to everyone that didn't have a mask on. I mean, and they were proud of this. This was something they thought this was a rational reaction to people getting ready to go into a game where you didn't have to wear a mask at your seat. But they thought this was a rational reaction. Why did you go? Why did you go to the game? Again, it's time to stop depending on the county or the country when it comes to your own personal decisions. If you feel unsafe, don't take that out on me. Don't take that out on the 70,000 people that want to enjoy a game. Stay home. You're adding nothing. If your highlight of the game was posting three videos on social media telling people to put their masks on, I can't imagine you're a fun person. All right? I can't imagine you added a lot to the game. I can't imagine you added a lot to the tailgate while you had a mask on. You know, all the videos I saw of people jumping through tables, no one had a mask on. So I'm sure you're the person, when you start walking up to the tailgate, there's the moans and groans. Oh, yeah. Here they come. This is going to be fun. I'm sure you're a boring person. If your highlight from the game yesterday is calling people out for the masks, if you got home and went on Twitter and tweeted about how disappointed you were in the mask, that people didn't have masks on, stay at home. You didn't bring anything to the game. I'm sure you didn't get loud on third down. I'm sure you complained about the train whistle. You're just a bore. Stay home, all by yourself, wrapped in your bubble. And guess what? You can watch the game there. Don't go tell other people how to live their lives. We've given, over the last year, we've given the average people, we know how much power we've given politicians. And that's a different discussion for a different day. Or maybe for the next segment. But we have given these people this power, this sense of power. They can just talk down to people because they feel they're superior because they have their mask on. They went right and got their vaccine. They already got their booster shot. They were in the street celebrating Joe Biden's presidency because that was okay. They've got this sense of power. It's nothing they're ashamed of. You're the one who should be ashamed for not having your mask on. Not the person who walked around the stadium and yelled at everyone for not having their mask on and made a video about it. That person's the right. The other 69,000 people at the stadium, they're in the wrong, according to this person. We've given these people this sense of power. And there are certain people, certain elected leaders, we'll call them, who have rewarded these actions, who give them this sense of power, who say, that's good, yes, call out. Remember, call out the person who doesn't have a mask on. Call out your neighbor. We had that. Elected officials telling you to tattle on people in your lives for not having a mask on. And that is someone's sense of fun. I'm going to go to the Bills game. I'm going to spend over $100 on a ticket to yell at people for not having a mask on. I feel bad for that person's group of friends. I feel bad that person ruined your tailgate. I feel bad for anyone that had to sit next to this person. It would have ruined the game worse than the actual game. If that person was anywhere near my seats at a football game, it would ruin it any worse. The game could be 38-3. And that wouldn't be the problem. The problem would have been that fan sitting anywhere near me. So I apologize for anyone that had to sit near that. Now, when I come back, the theme this hour is irrational. I'm going to tell you about an instance over the weekend of irrational behavior. And I just want to point out, I'm not picking on anyone. But we are to the point that if you do not feel safe, if you've had 8 shots of Pfizer put into your arm, and you're wearing 3 masks, and you still don't feel safe, that is on you. That's not on me. That's not on the people in the crowd. That's on you. If you feel unsafe, stay home. Get your groceries delivered. Get your dinner delivered. Stay home. You cannot expect people to still be there. Most people who got the vaccine are like me. They got it. They're back to life. If that's not you, if you still feel unsafe, stay home. You are not superior. You are not in any position to tell anyone else what to do. You're in no position to talk down to anyone. Stay home. Stay home in your bubble, please.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It is Joe Beamer in for Tom Bowerly. Thank you so much for spending some of your afternoon with me. Yes, I know my voice a little strained. That's what happens. Doing a little yelling, and I apologize. Not as bad as I thought it was going to be, so I think we're good there. But I do apologize for the strained voice. I heard Brian talk about it this morning. You know how he usually will notice his voice more strained the second day after an event. So I wonder. I'm sure he'll be fine tomorrow, but I wonder if the Bills game will catch up to him tomorrow. If you're just joining us. Tomorrow will be BMaz and Beamer all day. You've got Brian 10 to 2 in for David Bellavia and me 2 to 6 in for Tom Bowerly. So it should be a fun day here on WBEN. So we have BMaz and Beamer for 8 hours. Ooh. Now, we were talking about irrational reactions. And I don't mean to pick on anyone. Obviously, if you are a high-risk individual, if you're immunocompromised, you know, those are decisions you have to make. You've got to protect you, and we should do everything we can to protect you, right? An N95 mask if you go out. Obviously, when we're talking booster shots, we are talking about the immunocompromised that need those third shots before anyone else. So I don't want to sound like I'm heartless, like I don't realize, yes, there are people high-risk, immunocompromised, you know, Do what you can do. N95 mask, get the booster, talk to your doctor. I don't want to make it sound like I don't know that exists. But on the same token, I do think it is time for us to be able to make our decisions. And if you're going to go around complaining about people not wearing their mask to the point where you think you need to film it, and maybe this is one of the reasons that having a camera phone is not, you know, not the best all the time, but and you're proud of that work. You're proud of yelling at people. People are at a game trying to have fun. And this is what you think is fun? Yelling at people because they don't have a mask on? If you are that afraid, stay home. It's not that difficult. It's not one of these things that's easier said than done. If you want zero risk of getting COVID-19, stay at home. Buckle yourself into your chair and just stay home. Most people live their life with risk. Most people get up in the morning. They get in the shower. What? Hey, you could slip and fall in the shower. Happens every day. They get in their car. They get on the bus. They get on the train. They get in an Uber. More risk of something happened there than from COVID-19. You take a risk going to work. You take a risk walking down the street. If you want to live your life with no risk, stay home. Find a job you can do on your computer. Get everything delivered to you. Talk to everyone through your window. But I'll tell you this. I am not going to a Bills game and getting yelled at by someone because my mask isn't on when I'm in the bathroom. When I'm a stall over in the bathroom. That's ridiculous. And our elected leaders, especially in this state, have empowered people to think that they are on this higher level where they can talk down to you, they can criticize you, they can get in your face, which, by the way, do we see the hypocrisy here? Do you see the hypocrisy? They want to be protected. They think if you had a mask on, a stall over in the bathroom, they're more protected from COVID-19. How are they going to illustrate to you that you need to have your mask on? They're literally going to get in your face. The person who is so scared of COVID-19, they want everyone in the stadium to have a mask on, is getting in your face to tell you you should have a mask on. I mean, it's absurd. It is completely absurd. And as someone reminded me on the text board, there were people actually saying, our great leaders here in the United States of America, that were actually telling people, if you see someone without a mask on, you know, tell management at the store you're at, or let them know that they are putting you in harm's way. Are they? You know, we talk about this all the time with this messaging, miscommunication of the vaccine. And we're going to tell people, not only, hey, if you don't have a mask on, you're putting me in danger. All right, well, show me the study. But also, we had the president last week tell people that the vaccinated should be upset at the unvaccinated. There is no science. You realize that the trust the science narrative is completely gone now. There is no science to tell you, to tell me, to tell anyone that an unvaccinated person is putting me at more risk as a vaccinated person. Let me tell you this. And just as Tom said this yesterday, or I'm sorry, Tom said this last week. As a vaccinated person, I am not mad at any unvaccinated person for making a decision you wanted to make. As I always say, I would urge anyone to get the vaccine. I don't know your health. I'm not your doctor. But I am not upset with anyone who made the decision not to get vaccinated. So that is not a factual statement. Because I am not mad at anyone for making a decision they wanted to make. That is not my job. And it's not what I don't think about it all day. I don't sit at home thinking about all the people who are unvaccinated. I've got better things to do. I've got other people to be upset with, quite frankly. But talking about irrational behavior. So you had a packed stadium all over the NFL yesterday, right? Packed stadiums all over the place. You had packed stadiums now for 3 weeks, week zero, week one, and week two in college football. Where are the spikes? Where are these COVID spikes? You've got Dr. Anthony Fauci on CNN 2 weeks ago, last week, talking about the spikes we were going to see from these packed college football stadiums. Where are the spikes? Now, I'm sure an unvaccinated person who went to a college football game has, in the last 2 weeks, come down with COVID-19. I'm sure a vaccinated person has had a breakthrough case. From the game? Are the numbers that high where we can prove it's from the game? I'd love to see in the areas where there were college football games, show me the spike in COVID-19 cases. Because that's what we were told. We were told this was going to happen. And if you do, if you show me the spike in COVID-19 cases where there were packed stadiums, can we finally see the breakdown that we have not seen? Because if you show me a spike in COVID-19 cases where there were packed stadiums and 90% of them are unvaccinated people, I will say that's a decision they made. I am not living my life with restrictions anymore because of other people's decisions. And it's their right to make that decision. Do you really think these people don't know the risk they're taking? Depending on their age and their health, by the way. Not everyone who doesn't get vaccinated is taking a risk for their own health. Cole Beasley, I don't really think is taking a risk by not getting vaccinated. But if you show me the breakdown of these, quote, COVID-19 spikes, and a majority of those who got COVID are unvaccinated, again, I'm sorry. That's a decision they made. Just like people make the decision to smoke cigarettes, people make the decision to sit in a drive-through and order a 2,500-calorie meal. It's a decision you made. And that's the beautiful part about the United States of America. You got the right to make the decision. And you know what? When that person recovers, as David said in the last hour, when that person recovers from COVID-19. Hopefully they do. Their antibodies probably better than the vaccine. Their protection probably better than the vaccine. It's all this mixed messaging and all this, you feel guilty for going outside. You feel guilty for going to a game. You feel guilty for this, guilty for that. Aren't we over it? How long is the vaccine going to be the key until it's actually the key? Does that make any sense? Do you get what I'm saying? We've been told that the vaccine is the key out of this. It is now available to anyone over the age of 12. 12 and over. Okay? It's there. It's ready. If you want it, get it. If you don't, that's your choice. The key should already be in the lock and it should be turned. How much longer are we going to be told this is the key? This is the key. Well, when's the lock going to be turned? When am I going to not live under fear that something's getting shut down again? When am I not going to live under fear that some boring person at a Bills game is going to get in my face and tell me I need my mask on in the bathroom? I just don't get it. And I have to say a disclaimer because they might be listening. I do not mean to be offensive, but I think I'm making a point. And I think it's an important point to make. And I think the listeners here on WBEN need to hear this story. But I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm not trying to tick anyone off. I love members of my family, okay? But I think it's a story that needs to be told. And I apologize. But over the weekend, I was at a wedding, okay? The ceremony was outside, and the reception was inside. And members of my family I had not seen in a long time were there, including my aunt and uncle, who will not be coming to my wedding because of COVID concerns. But they went to the outdoor portion of my cousin's wedding. And I love my aunt and uncle. This is nothing against them. Might be against their actions, but nothing against them. But I do think it's a story that needs to be told. So we get to the wedding. My aunt and uncle are there. They're not shaking anyone's hands, no hugs. They do the elbow. You keep your distance, right? Then we walk through the building to get to the ceremony. They walked around the building where there was no path, so they didn't have to go inside. Okay, fine. If this is what you think, they're vaccinated, by the way. Just add that to the category. They're vaccinated. They walk around the building. Okay. And again, keeping their distance, no handshakes, no hugs. A lot of elbows. Okay. Well, then we get to the portion of outside where the ceremony is going to be. And the rows are set up just like any ceremony. All right? Just go look at any wedding ceremony. The chairs are on top of each other. So they sat at the wedding for about 20, 25 minutes with everyone in close quarters, right? We were sitting as close as fans were sitting to each other at the stadium yesterday for 25 minutes. I don't care that it's outside. No mask, right on top of each other. After the ceremony, we get up. They had a drink at the outside bar. Again, kept our distance. Didn't say goodbye to anyone. No hugs, no handshakes, and left. Now, again, if that's what they feel is safe, okay, great. But I want to know the rational part of sitting in close quarters like that for 25 minutes, but not going inside. And it's not like it was a small little venue. You know, it was a pretty open venue. The doors were open the entire time. To me, that was just, and I love them, and I hope if they're listening, they're not mad at me. But to me, that was irrational. That's just like the person at the Bills game yesterday yelling at people in the bathroom because 8 stalls down, they didn't have their mask on. That's just an irrational action. What is the difference? I know you're outside, but I can literally smell the person next to me's breath. How is that any different than being inside where we weren't on top of each other? We were very well spaced out. I'm sorry. I see a lot of this irrational, and I'm not saying it's on them, but, you know, you've got people just acting completely irrational. And you've got CNN, Mark Poloncarz, all the networks telling that that's good. They're good people. But if you, can you show me how it was safer to be in that, at that ceremony for 25 minutes? Again, I didn't know the person, to the side of me. I could smell their breath, okay? So if they had COVID, I breathed it in for 25 minutes, okay? No mask, no nothing. You can do that. That's fine. But you can't go inside. I just don't see where it makes any sense. And you see a lot of this. You see a lot of this where people are, well, I'll do this. It all goes back. It all goes back to months ago when if you wanted to go out to dinner, you had to wear your mask to get to your table. But once you sat down, the mask was off. There's a person right behind you that's bumping into your chair. It's just completely irrational behavior. And you've got a good portion of this country that I think is so misguided, because every time you turn on the TV, you've got Fauci talking about mandates. You've got Joe Biden not remembering where he is or who he's supposed to call on. You've got the mixed messaging of the vaccine. Hey, you got to get the vaccine, but if you don't, you're putting the person with the vaccine at risk. It's so confusing. And if you do just watch one network, or if you do just listen to one side of the aisle, I can see why you're gonna have irrational actions and irrationally view a virus that is airborne and think that you are being safe by doing this but not that. And I don't want anyone to call in and call out people by name, but I want to know your stories of people acting irrationally when it comes to COVID-19. 803-0930. Because, you know, I feel bad for my aunt and my uncle. I really do. And I'm not saying that to, you know, I can't say the word on the air. I'm not meaning it to be like that. But I feel bad for them because I think they are just so misguided because they watch CNN all day. And I'm not saying sit at home and only listen to BEN and watch Fox News. I think you should get everyone's perspective, everyone's opinion. But if you're just listening to Anthony Fauci and Dr. Gail Burstein and Mark Poloncarz and Joe Biden and Jen Psaki, if you just listened to them for a week, you would be so confused on what the hell is going on. You would think by now you would need 4 booster shots. They're doing no one any favors. And this isn't to pick on people who vote for Democrats. That's not what I mean. But I think you have some people that will not back away. They are going to follow everything they say. And if you follow everything that those people say, you're going to be confused. You're going to be acting irrational and think it's for your health. 803-0930, star 930. I want to know about irrational actions. And again, please don't call anyone out. But people acting irrationally, thinking they're doing it for their health. But you look at the science, you listen to the CDC study that David just talked about. It doesn't make any sense. And again, I just feel bad for people. I think they're wasting their life away. When really, I think it's time to get back to life. Again, You can get back to normal and know there is a virus and be cautious of the virus. Both things can happen. You don't have to be on either fringe. You don't have to act so irrationally you're in a bubble at home, or so irrationally that you tell me COVID's not, doesn't exist. No, rational is somewhere in the middle. And there are too many people just acting irrationally when it comes to this virus.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.